Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey fam, or should I say konnichiwa family, it's your motherfucking big ass hands boy. Soup's here coming to you live from Family Mart here in Japan with my boys Levins and Angus. Gumbate!
How do you say the boys are back in town in Japanese?
Well, I'm so glad you asked because, damn, here's something I prepared earlier. Oh no, that's...
he's Googling it. Right now everyone at home is also Googling it. It's a race to see who can find out how to say it. Turn that volume up. Let's go.
Hi.
They sure are.
Yeah, the boys are back in town.
Hey, everyone. It's Hey Fam. Oof,
this is our first international episode.
That's crazy. I think I recorded an episode while I was in Paris once.
Oh, wow. That's right.
I was in Paris for Paris Games Week.
Oh, yeah.
And what do I feel like? I feel like I may have recorded one from Japan once, too. Or I'm making shit up out of my stupid head.
Maybe ideas. That,
but I definitely did one from Paris. But anyway, This is the first time that we're both overseas. Mm. Angus, I'd gone 10 days without seeing you.
That's crazy.
And
COVID shit.
We're hung out.
Just trying to get comfortable in this smallest.
Tiny.
We're in a tiny room.
Angus booked us the smallest hotel room in Ebisu.
Yeah, I think it's also the only one in Ebisu.
And we've got a double bed
what
to
would
share.
What you call it? A 3.5, 4-star?
It's a 3.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's nice.
It is nice, yeah.
For Japan, it's actually very modern. You have a lot of Japanese hotels. They're like kind of 80s vibe sometimes.
I booked a 5-star for Nagoya, which is exciting.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Is that because that's all there was?
Oh, I just thought we deserve it.
Yeah, you're right. In between Ghibli and Anno exhibition.
Yeah. But so this is our...
I just remember the shit. I'm like, why haven't I bought anything this trip? And it's like, because I'm going to the Anno exhibit.
I've already filled a suitcase.
Absolutely getting it started. He went straight to the classic seminal record, Ella Funk, and said, track 3, please, Mr. DJ. No, I want the...
Track 3, please, Mr. Biden.
Joseph, can you spin it back to track 3? And make sure it's the original version, if you catch my drift. And you probably... don't need to be told what he did, because if you can imagine, then you've got it right.
There was a Sylvanian family's Coogee raffle.
Not to be mistaken for Sylvanian Waters, which I called it at work for a few times. And then
Sylvanian families are a bunch of cute animals that wear clothes and like have like a nursery.
And Sylvanian
or
Waters
a cafe.
Are a bunch of not cute animals who wear clothes. Do you remember right. Sylvanian Waters? It's the first reality. It's the first reality
it's
show.
It's Australian?
Mm-hmm. It was shot in Sylvania.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like the southern. Sorry, it's in the Shire.
The Shire.
It's near Tom Ugly's bridge and stuff. I think. Okay. Like when you're going over the there.
But I bought was in this. It was like a pop up in one of our in one of our favorite malls, Parco Mall, just around the corner from the Radio Evangelion.
Because there is Parco all over the country. Like,
that's true.
Ikebukuro.
Yep, we were gonna go to one now, but we decided
to record
for you guys. You've gone without for too long.
Mm.
But I bought 2 tickets because I was like, oh, Tilly likes that.
There was 1 ticket for $1,300 and you bought the 2 $700 ones.
Yep.
And you bet against the house and you won.
I got a car and a family.
Wait,
of
not
moles.
A car.
What is it?
Like a toy car.
A toy car,
yeah. People might think you bought a Japanese vehicle.
Everyone listening knows what Sylvania families is. They call them calico critters in America.
Do they?
Yeah.
Sylvania is better.
That's my Pulp Fiction right now is you and me talking about the differences between calico critters.
Do you know what they call a calico critter in Japan? In Nihongo desu? Oh, man, you just shot Marvin San in the head.
you've been here 10 days. Mm. You've been mostly Tokyo. You went to Kanazawa. Kind of, yeah. Why would they have a lot of places in Japan that are like one letter different?
Oh yeah, it's kind of, yeah. That's, you're so right.
There's Asakusa. There's Akasaka.
Akasaka. Yeah, yeah. You're gonna Akasaka around me, baby. yeah, I've been in Tokyo like most of the time, but yeah, spent 2 nights in Kanazawa.
Mm-hmm.
Little road trip, if you will, via Shinkansen. That was nice.
Your friend's dad took you to his work just to show you off. Like this is someone my son knows.
This is a very small town called Toyama, like a smaller town, and he is an accountant, I believe. And my friend who took me there, like we caught the train, and then the dad picked us up from the Shinkansen station, took me to his house, and this is like quite rural Japan. And he was getting very excited. It was so beautiful. It was one of those like reasons why you travel. He showed me around the entire house. Couldn't speak any English and was just pointing out things and describing things to me. And me being very, you know, very polite and listening, I'm like nodding and I'm like, yes, yes. And oh, lovely. Or sugoi, just throwing out some random words.
Yeah, yeah. Nani?
And then he said something, and then she said to me, oh, he wants to take you to work. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And she's like, oh, you don't have to. I was like, no, this sounds great. And then we got in their Lexus.
Yep.
The family Lexus. And then I didn't know where work was going to be. It was a small town. So we got in the car and I'm like, oh, maybe it's like a 10-minute drive. It was 100 meters away. It was like the equivalent of like a block.
Amazing.
In a rural town where there's like...
Hey, at least you got to sit inside the Lexus. 100
meters away. There's like seconds. That's like three houses in between the office. Took me to this like the only two-story building in the area. And that looks like it's going to taste like fish.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, it's very fishy.
Yeah, I just had a feeling. I could tell. Then, yeah, he took me to his office and just kind of introduced me to the staff. And they just kind of looked at me and maybe were a little scared.
Anyone touch your hair?
No. They all sat down. They were very polite. And I just kind of stood there.
That's what I would have done. I was for the hair.
I was ogled at and then left. It was amazing. It was just like awesome. It was like, it was just a great moment. It was just a very nice moment.
So I've only been in Tokyo for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And
the gentleman's 12.
I've had a couple moments like that already.
Dude, you know I've gone native already. I've switched to 24-hour time.
You say
I don't do AM/PM.
Right.
Everything is like even my.
That's why they looked
the
at me.
The venues open till like 2800.
They were crazy at me. They went crazy. Like they looked at me like I was nuts when I said I got in this morning at 6 a.m.
They're like, what does that mean? Yeah. Everything's like 24-hour. Because my friends are messaging me online. They're like, oh, let's meet at like 2000 tonight. Real military shit. But yeah, I've switched to 24-hour time just so I can, feel like I'm one with the locals.
We went to a cafe run by an ex-Nintendo staff member.
This isn't a traditional cafe. Not one you can just wander in off the street. This is in a top secret location, we were basically signed a contract. This is true. Like, we can't tell you where it is. We can say the suburb it's in.
Yeah, which is Shibuya. But they basically like, they send you a location to meet at, then they walk you to the secret location.
Yeah.
And then you open the door and it goes, din, the Zelda.
Double doors, as they kept telling us.
Yep.
Because there are many valuables inside this cafe.
And man, it's just covered. All the walls are covered with original art by...
Yeah, so it's a guy that did quality assurance for 9 or 10 years or so at Nintendo in Kyoto. And he was there from Super Mario Brothers up until like Donkey Kong Country, I think was one of the last titles it looked like, or Yoshi's Island 2.
He did some Pokemon stuff too.
Yeah, that's right. He came. Yeah. He did some Pokemon stuff in advance. So he was. Yeah, it was more than 10 years. So he did QA for Nintendo and was just like really tight buds with everybody still, from like Miyamoto-san, everybody.
And it's called 84 Hashi because 1984 was when he started.
And his name. Yeah. Yeah, she told us four reasons why it's called that. Hashi, I can remember means chopsticks. Half of one.
Yeah.
His name means Hashi. Yeah, and he started in 1984 at Nintendo.
But you book and you pay like a. A not inexpensive fee to reserve 90 minutes at this place that's just full of like original art by legendary Nintendo artists and Toby Fox.
And even non-Nintendo artists, like a lot of Sony, because he said they worked at Sony for a while.
Yeah.
And so there's like there's like Dragon Quest stuff. There's like Ico, Last Guardian.
Yeah, and then there's also like tons of his like memorabilia
actually,
he's collected.
Was an NES game.
That's true. But you also get curry. Like he brought out a thing of chicken curry with rice that he made, which is delicious.
No, it tasted more like an Indian curry.
It was very spicy.
Did you think?
It was, like, good, it was for, way for spicier Japanese, than what you would get from...
when you think of Japanese curry, you picture like brown...
Brown, yeah, type. Brown... brown slop.
Yeah, slop with some like big thick carrots and potatoes. This was like straight up... This shit's been marinating. You could tell that chicken was...
I thought it was closer to a Thai curry than an Indian curry.
Oh, okay. Tastes a lot. Yeah, it tastes similar to a curry my mom used to make as a kid. I had a real mummy's boy moment.
Oh. I spoke to your mum for about an hour on Easter Sunday this year.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was a great conversation.
And your mum wants to meet my mum, she told me.
Yep.
Yeah, that's sick.
That's
more than I spoke to her on Easter Sunday.
But then this dude who, you know, is very proud of this cafe gives you get like a big basket full of like cheap Japanese snacks.
Yeah.
And they even say
they probably legally have to give them to you.
They're
like,
these are cheap Japanese snacks. That's what they said as they put
them
on the table.
They throw a cool name. They're like, this is blah, blah, blah. And also known as like cheap food.
Yeah. And they were like, you can, I think inexpensive food. I think.
Yeah. Inexpensive snacks.
And you can take them home. So we're munching on these crackers and things now.
Yeah.
And one of them was fish flavored. It was not
good. We had six beers between the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah, and the curries, good curry.
Then we did a lot of shopping. We went to a Nintendo store, a Pokemon store.
Dude, I gotta say, it was so good. Like I said before, I've been here by myself before and with ex-girlfriends. And just being with someone who's like on a different spectrum, but a similar spectrum. It was so good just you and I walking to places and not like, I'm sure having a kid or I've been here with my parents even who are slower walkers, except my dad's like super
fast. Oh, you and me have a very good walking pace.
Yeah, we're just like, we're going here. And there's no like... And we just kind of like knew where we were going. It's like, all right, up here, there's this. There's no explaining. Or like I've noticed in the past, sometimes traveling with people, not justifying, but like, oh, I've just got to go here for a minute. I've got to, it's just, there's none of that. It's like, hey, we're going to the jump shop. It's like, fucking yes, we are.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I know we are. It's like, just so good. It's so good. And it's nice to talk to somebody. I haven't spoken for like 10 days.
Besides just like polite, like, you know.
None. I've caught up with some friends a few times, but even then. Like,
yeah.
It's just kind
of a little
like
bit of lost
whatever.
In translation stuff. What else did we do? And then we went to Akihabara
because
I've been making gacha videos for a few years now. Gachapon are those little capsules that you put your coins in and then you turn the crank and you get a toy. They're everywhere in Japan. And I met someone last time I was here who makes cardboard.
How'd you meet him?
Through Gacha Gacha, the Sydney.
Were
gacha
they like,
guys.
Oh, you should meet up with this guy?
So they started distributing that. Like, what do you think of this? And I made a video and tagged them.
The cardboard stuff.
And then the video did really, really
paper.
Well.
Paper
pond.
For paper. Paper pond.
And so.
They're like environmentally friendly green gacha. Because I guess like.
It's not.
People
not
love gacha, but one of the big things it's like single use plastic. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, it's.
I recycle as much as I can.
It's interesting now being in Japan, they now have the recycling stations at like all the big centers now. As soon as you get one, you can pop it
exactly.
in. Yeah, which is like the worst thing, not the worst, but it's so funny. Like when you're traveling and you're like, oh, I'll get this gacha. And like after 10, that's like half of a bag almost of space. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like,
yeah. But there's going to be a big recycling day.
Pretty
soon, actually. Because like I said earlier, already filled a suitcase. But these guys were...
Money.
What I did, because I know I'm always going to be on my bullshit when I travel to Japan, I packed a smaller suitcase, smaller suitcase.
Blood went full Russian doll.
Yeah.
Blood
and then I put so it's like a medium suitcase, and I put the medium suitcase inside a large suitcase. So essentially, what I have is a completely empty large suitcase. But I don't want to cart two suitcases around.
No, so you save that for the end, dude. This is insane.
Angus got a gacha today of Akira.
So it's the scaffolding. It's so meta that it's the scaffolding. Oh man, there's like
ugh, that's a bad snack.
There's 10 available. So last time I was here was 2018. And Parker, which we spoke about, we went to this morning. It had a huge renovation. Essentially, it was like knocked to the ground and rebuilt. Because it was pretty... The last time I came, it was like quite out of date. It had a very cool... It's old font. Like, it was quite colorful. They've really gone for like a higher end, upmarket looking joint now.
There's a lot, most of this mall is high fashion.
Most of it's high fashion. Yeah, you've got your Comme des Garçons. You've got your Marc Jacobs. It's all very high end. But... for some reason or another, I still don't really know why, despite the fact I own a book about it, the scaffolding and the walls they put around the construction, because essentially they built a huge hole in the ground to build this new tower, And the scaffolding, rather than just being like plain white with Bill posters will be prosecuted written on it, they had Akira artwork from the manga. And yeah. It would change every few weeks. So I was here last time for 3 weeks and I saw it during the change. I have photos in front of it. And then that great book was released by Paco Publishing, which is like all of them.
And then I came here in 2019 and there was an exhibition.
Akira pop-up, wasn't there?
Yeah, upstairs. It was a pop-up shop where they had like Otomo's... like
had the chair and stuff.
And also like his original artwork. Amazing. Which you should look, you weren't allowed to take photos of, but you could look really closely at it, which was very sick. And then you could sit in the Akira chair, yeah. But
and then we found I found a gacha a few days ago, and I've been messaging Levins like nonstop since I've been here, being like, look at this fucking stupid thing.
Yep.
And I was like, this is one I have to save for in person. And it's a gacha where you get each capsule is full of three little scaffolding walls, and it's not just like pieces of plastic, like it's molded with the walls with like the steel that you stand. It's crazy. Look at all of that. It's insane.
Yeah. There's 10 different types you could get. And there's these three cool little walls. You can put them behind like a little figure at home. You've got some Akira figures, right? Perfect.
Oh, more than some, my friend. I got that Todd McFarlane 2002 Akira sitting in the chair.
Yeah. Sick.
That's some crazy shit. That's the only time a white guy should be making
Akira
shit.
Or Taika Waititi's not white.
Well, exactly.
But
the moment they start making that movie,
it's not happening.
I'm suicide bombing that set.
Respectfully, suicide bombing that set. So I went to the Pepperpond headquarters today, thinking they were like, "Oh, we want to give you something." I think they were going to give me like a bunch of new gacha capsules.
We met them first of all, and this like, when you think of Akihabara, there's like bright lights, etc. We went to kind of like the old school Akihabara, like multi-level, dingy little.
Yeah, and
marketplace,
and every stall is selling like used computer parts.
Yeah, it looks like literally something from Blade Runner.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're just buying like microchips or motherboards.
And on the second floor of this like totally bric-a-brac building,
that you would walk past if you didn't have an address.
There's like, I guess like what would have been like an empty kind of like, it almost feels like you're in a garage.
Yeah,
and like a small part of it is like there's a few gacha machines, and then there's some like cardboard boxes that you can look at.
It's insane.
And that's the Pepperpond
shop.
It's
like six
shop.
Machines.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we waited there while these two men who can't speak English kind of like politely packed the gacha machines up for, and were kind of like talking to us using Google Translate.
So they would not just type it; they would speak full sentences, and then it was funny because it would like just capture their conversation not intended for us sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite one was when we were in their office. He just went, "I like stuff." Do you remember that?
It is I like.
He said something and it obviously got lost in translation, but he's just like pointing
no,
to
No, my
you.
Favorite was like...
And he says, I like stuff.
there was one where he was looking at the gacha machines and he looked at me and then he said, talked into the Google Translate, and then it just said, do you want to do something?
That's right. Did he think we were gay? Because he's like, are you friends?
Are you friends? No, I think... I guess he was asking if we were business partners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep my business to myself.
Yeah. But we went back to the Pepperpond office.
He's like, 10 minutes, please follow us, speaking through a phone the whole time. Like, absurd. And he had a business partner with him who was like in a suit, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, he was like casually dressed. He had corduroys and a t-shirt. It was like odd couple.
Shout out to Yotaro. He's a good dude.
Shout out to the fellas.
We go back to the office and then...
Even smaller.
They tell me to sit down. There's just cardboard everywhere.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Is this the fucking Nintendo Labo?
They're totally a Nintendo Labo vibe.
I was like, is this the goddamn Labo?
And they show me this ginormous like... gacha machine that can fit like 10 gacha in it, but it's made of cardboard and you pull this big crank. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
And they're like, pretty cool, huh? We want to give you one.
I was taking a piss at this time. I could just hear you going like, flat pack? Flat pack?
Yeah, thing is enormous.
Can I fold this?
It's like a meter high and then maybe like half a meter like wide. Yeah. And I was like, and then they were like, oh, we also want to give you this. And it was an equally big one that they'd kitted out to look like they'd cut the Southern Cross into it because of Australia.
And you're like, they don't know the connotations.
Because I've made a couple.
Japan's a very nationalistic country.
They love stars. I mean, no, doesn't Japan have a flag, like a symbol of stars that has been taken out of context by like radicalists over the years?
I don't
that
know
red,
stars.
What's the red stripes?
Yeah,
what's the
stripes.
Red stripes on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. It was taken out of
sticking
context.
Stars or stripes, yeah.
George Washington.
But they basically like they wanted to give me three huge cardboard boxes worth of their product. And they were like, can we send this to your hotel in Osaka and you can take it home with you? And I was like, I can't fit this in a suitcase. And then they were like, okay, can we send it to your house in Australia? But getting to that point was very funny. And like, yeah, we're only talking through Google Translate.
It was amazing. It was like, you're like, oh, sorry, we went through that. I was like, dude, what are you talking about? This is like, these are the moments that you're going to remember. Like, yeah. That time I was in a weird office in Akihabara where a guy was talking into his phone at me.
And then I was like, quickly typed in like, you know, thank you so much for your generosity. I really appreciate it. And then the Google woman says it.
For like,
and then they
seconds.
Both bowed at me like, oh, thank you. Like, oh,
yeah, it was
like, oh, cool. Like, it'd be so funny.
And then they're like, we can walk you to the train station now. Like, do they think, they ever thought we were like 50 or like
they thought we were gay.
Yeah, they thought we were gay 5-year olds. Like, gay 5-year olds.
Gay 5-year olds that can't even take a cardboard box on a plane. Yeah.
They're like, oh, these poor kids. This kid's so gay, he can't get the cardboard box. Damn.
But yeah, it's been a hell of a day.
It's been a movie
already.
It's already been a movie.
So we in one day we did a bunch of shit in Ebisu, Harajuku, Shibuya.
Mm.
I was in Shinjuku for a bit.
Shinjuku this morning, and I came down and met you in the street because I was tracking you.
Yeah, that's right.
I felt like
we are officially sharing location now.
Yeah,
I know you do that with Noon, and I've always been a little bit jealous.
Oh yeah, no, let's do it. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Cool. We're sharing location.
It's great because you just go like, it's funny. You just go like, how's blah blah? Like you notice you're at a shop.
Oh,
or something.
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah.
I share with Kiko, you, Nick, Lloyd, Noon, and Arturo.
Wow, I just share with my wife.
It's nice. No, it's good. You're just kind of like, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, cool, they're safe.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. I remember once I was seeing a girl I didn't want my friend to know about who I lived with at the time, so I'd turn it off. Such a case he saw. And I was like, ooh, I don't want him to... I should have told that to the Japanese businessman today.
Angus has been looking for a wife while he's been in Japan. Found a great, great potential suitor on...
Been firing up Hinge.
Hinju
desk.
And
no nibbles yet.
No, you found that the girl you found, that's the dream woman. It's like I don't read many dating profiles, but this was it. All it was, any opportunity to say that she
so
likes
Hinge, they have prompts. It's like you can choose your prompt. It's like, the thing I love more than anything is, and then you fill it in. Like, that's the whole Hinge.
Okay, you tell me the prompt and I'll tell you her answer for everything.
Yeah, sure. So hers were like, oh yeah. The first one was hang on.
Well, the first one was like, I know that...
We'll get along if...
You like beer.
Yeah. You should not go out with me if...
You don't like beer.
Teach me something about...
Beer.
Yeah. Just
so sick. It's like the best dating profile ever. And is their profile photo is her with a beer?
Yeah. It's her wearing an Orion shirt. The great... Orion, the Okinawan label. Just
great
like
beer.
Just throwing back beer.
That's so cool.
It's so good.
Maybe I should get a second wife.
Seriously, I think you're allowed to when you're in a foreign
land. Allowed a sober wife and a drunk wife.
Yeah, this is
my... It's fine, right?
Yeah, well, one will never know about the other and the other one will always know.
So we're going to go out tonight.
Yeah, we're going to meet a friend of mine, Masami-san.
And
close to 15 years.
I want to hit up the...
She was the first... Second time I came here, she was the first Airbnb I stayed at. But she's told me she's hooking me up with some friends of hers in Kyushu. Oof.
Do they drink beer?
But she's like, please don't tell them I didn't do Airbnb. They don't know that. Like, as if it's a big... And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I think there was some like
scam shit.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe like she feels obliged to like let them stay with her.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But she's like, please don't tell them that's how we met. I said you were a friend of a friend.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, you got it. You got it. None. You've got it, beer. I mean, sorry. You've got it, beer.
We've been laughing at like that you didn't drink for like 2 and a bit years.
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Couldn't be 3 years.
No, it was.
Wild.
Yeah, yeah. It was like 3 years.
And now... Yeah, we're canon on.
Dozen out.
Canon on with the best of them.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Yeah. It's, look, hey fam, we can officially endorse drinking. I think it's like, I think it's time drinking came back.
So we were going to do some like, I guess like date. I'm here for...
You're here for 10 days? No, 7
eight,
days.
8 days. And Noon's going to be here with us towards the end of it as well. We're going to try and record like mini episodes each day.
Yeah, that do a monster app or no, just put them up each day.
So this one's going to be in the main feed. So as I'm sure everyone is listening, is like, oh, it is in the main feed. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
But
oh, okay.
If you want to hear the rest of them, we'll be posting them each week over at our Patreon.
Yeah, we have a new weeb tier.
Yeah. So the second, whatever we call them, Japanisode.
Yeah.
This is the first Japanisode. And then the second Japanisode will go
up. The Faminote.
We'll actually go up.
The Faminote lines.
We'll go up this week.
Let's call them the Faminote lines.
Oh, I love that. That's good. So I actually, you know what? I reckon we'll record another episode tomorrow.
Make it a bumper.
So right now you're listening to the main feed.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put the second episode, the second Japanisode, Faminote episode on Patreon for you to listen to right now.
Yeah. Right now, it's already there. Boom.
And like, just give you an idea
of
some.
I think we're gonna go to Yokohama and go to the Snoopy Museum.
Yeah, we're going to the Snoopy Museum and Yokohama. We're gonna go to the Cup Noodle Museum. Make our own ramen. We're going to eat.
You all ever make your own ramen?
What's that?
Said you all ever make your own ramen?
You're down with. You're getting freaky with making your own ramen.
You're getting freaky with ramen and shit.
Speaking of getting freaky, I hope everyone listening has seen the video of Lenny Kravitz working out in the gym in full leather pants and
boots. But you know what? No dick's out.
No dick's
out.
That
dick is firmly in. Yeah. There is no brickage. There's
There's been some great like male musician dick content. In the last week, Ricky Martin getting a lap dance at Madonna's recent show.
That's crazy.
And he just tents up. Like, it just, he has a full tent for like the entire, it's like an 8 minute video.
That's awesome.
And he's just tenting
the whole time.
That's
so sick.
Yeah.
I guess you reach a certain age and people are like, at one, you know, there's a tipping point. If that happened and you're under a certain age, it's disrespectful, but it's kind of like if you're old and can maintain an erection. It's cool.
So he came out proper, right?
Yeah, I think like 10 years ago or so.
Did he then, like, did he change all of his, like, does he say he bangs instead of she bangs now?
I don't know. I'd love to find out. No, cool. Probably not. Because he probably has like the straightest audience. He probably, you know what? 50-50, I reckon.
Okay.
He's like straight moms and gay guys.
Yeah.
And me.
So
you're a gay 5-year-old.
Gay 5-year-old. Gay 5-year-old. You can't put a box on a plane.
Oh, he probably needs his parents to check this luggage.
Where else are we going? We're going to do...
we're going heaps.
We're going to go to a yokai town.
We're going
to go to Nakano Broadway.
Ultraman Street.
Ultraman Street's going to be
sick.
Yeah,
Ultraman Street.
We're going to go to the Evangelion store.
Yep, we went to Ava Radio, but we need to go to the OG one.
That's true. We're going to go to the Anno exhibition. That's going to be probably the sickest episode where we cover all the things that we saw at the, you know,
Hideyaka.
First time in Nagoya.
It's been traveling for 2 years around the country.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not just Evangelion and the Shin movies. It's like everything before that. I'm so hyped for that. And then even more hype for the other big reason we're going to Nagoya, which is Ghibli Park.
Your birthday present from WoW.
Wow. Very, very sick.
Very sick.
I mean, that's been my life for the last month and a bit, is just watching every Ghibli movie. I sat on the plane with all these other things to do yesterday and I was like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to rewatch Porco Rosso.
Fuck it. Rosso time.
You watched Wind Rises.
Last night.
I mean, that's a great one to rewatch before going because I'm like I said in the past, I can't wait to drink that fucking milk.
And
drink that special Ghibli Park milk.
And the Mononoke I watched on the plane over.
Yeah, I want to try and rewatch that. I've got them all on my iPad. Maybe I'll try and watch
them
on the fucking bullet train. Dude, maybe we should try and record on the bullet train. That's so disrespectful.
Nah, it's very disrespectful. Yeah, they made a movie about that.
Did they? Bullet train.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to record a podcast.
Is that what's up? Brad Pitt tries doing a podcast.
With Bad Bunny.
With Bad Bunny and Ryan Reynolds.
Then we've got Universal Studios, and we're going to eat a whole bunch of good shit too. Drink a whole lot of beers. I feel like most of the episodes will be recorded while we're drinking beers. So if you enjoy that vibe,
you're gonna
get used
Patreon.
To it, buddy.
Yeah.
We'll
be pissing mid-episode.
We would love for you to keep up with our Japan adventures, and who knows, they might inspire you to take a holiday of your own.
We should send this to Japan tourism.
We actually we're gonna make like an itinerary.
I was gonna post Patreon. My map. I've made some custom maps and stuff. We're gonna actually do a. Like a things and cafe. Yeah, like a word-based post on Patreon, a paywalled post. But if you're listening to the Patreon already, well, if you're already a subscriber, you can hear it. But yeah, if you want to get two white guys who've been to Japan combined 13
times.
This
is your seventh visit to Japan, my sixth?
Yeah, this is like cafes, galleries, restaurants,
gotcha
bars, gotcha halls, two guys office building who think you're a five-year-old gay kid. All the sick places like that. We will be telling you how to get there.
Yeah, excellent. So come join us over at patreon.com/heyfam for another little Japan adventure. Find out what we're about to do now.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Me neither.
I wish that we could be listening.
No, I'd rather live it than listen.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But second most highest preference is listening to it.
All right, let's as they say in Japan, let's sayonara.
Sayonara. Oh, who should we make? What AI intro should I do for these? I've got okay, I've
Shinzo
made,
Abe.
No,
because he was killed.
I don't want to make a new voice. I've got Soups. I've got Owen Wilson. I actually use Owen Wilson quite a bit.
Owen Wilson. No.
I did one for. I made like a Shanghai Noon joke. He was remaking Shanghai
Noon. Yeah, that was
really
nice.
But it was Tokyo Noon with Noon.
With Noon. Osaka Noon. Oh, I watched the Joker 2 trailer in a cab today.
That was probably my highlight of the Japan trip so far.
Yeah, I was so
pretty
excited.
Good trailer. Like,
great. As you know, staunch defender of the first film. Yeah. I reckon you're going to come around to the first film in the next 6 months.
I reckon I might just like the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This looks bonkers.
I just hope they keep the weird Batman Bruce Wayne shit out of this one.
It'd be nice. I just want these two fucking...
Dude, I just want them like singing and dancing.
Yeah.
I hope it's
it
not,
looks gorgeous.
I hope like it's not sets... just in their heads. I know that's what they're going to do, but like...
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
He was on TV last time with Robert De Niro. You know, anything can happen.
I hope that like Robert De Niro with a hole in his face is
so
a character
sick.
In this one.
Yeah, that'd
yeah.
be sick.
And like he sings out of like those
like
hole. Yeah, like his like, skin flapping around. Yeah. That's what I want out of Joker too.
Joker, why you shoot me in the head?
Why you do that, huh?
Joker, that was so mean. I invite you on my show, Joker.
All right, well, you jokers, come join us over at patreon.com/heyfam. Thank you so much. We're professional. It's $5 a month. Yeah. And this month...
We're at 500 yen because it's parody.
It's
at the
true.
Moment.
You're going to... This month, you're going to get a bunch of fun Japanese adventures.
It's going to be what people are calling the most Japanese episodes we've ever recorded. Wow, it's gone up again. Yeah, it's $1 is now 100 yen. It was like 98. It's gone...
Let's fucking go.
Let's
fucking
go.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing we can spend all this newfound yen on. Bye, everybody. Bye. Sayonara.
Sayonara, suckers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.